Welcome to Heathen in the Hedge. This is a podcast about marriage, magic, and beyond. I'm Shay.
I'm Merlin.
And I'm Miriam.
Yay!
Hello, Miriam.
Yay! So today we have Miriam, who is going to be, I guess formally introduced as one of our newest members of the podcast. So welcome.
I feel welcome. Hello.
So I think this episode is mainly going to be just about like our life update, an introduction to Miriam, who she is, what's been going on lately. And it's been a while since we've really recorded an episode. And I think that it's kind of been really a long time since we've done an episode for particularly just talking about life and what's been going on lately in life. Yeah. So that's where we're at right now with a little update. If you hear sounds in the background, that is one of our newest updates. We do have a dog now, and her name is Betty White. So she's a she's a 6-month-old Bichon. She's really small, super cute, real and white and fluffy, and she is super full of energy. So she is going to be in the background, possibly making noise if you hear jingle jingles or sounds of dogs. That is it. So, on with it. How's life been for us lately? And what's been going on? How did we meet Miriam? And how did this whole situation come about? Well, who wants to start?
How did we? Yeah, you came in that one day.
That's what do you want to introduce yourself as to how you came into our lives and how this whole thing kind of unfolded?
Well, it all started in 19.
Back in the golden days.
Well, we share a mutual friend.
Yeah.
And this friend has recommended a lot of things to me. Massage places, sandwich shops, and now you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so she said, hey, I want you to meet this friend. Y'all would probably get along.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, let's meet. That didn't end up happening, that date.
Right, right. Not the initial date, no.
But I'm kind of on my own spiritual journey, and right. I've had a lot of serendipity in my life. And you being suggested to me was part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I had published a book and was talking to a whole bunch of metaphysical shops.
Mm-hmm.
Literally Googled metaphysical shops in this area, went to all of them. I didn't find your shop.
Mm.
I was specifically going out handing out free books of my numerology book. Never found you. But then Amber texted
right.
me. Didn't even say
this
that you were,
person.
She didn't even say you owned a shop. She didn't say anything about it. She's like, y'all would get along.
Yeah.
She doesn't know about my life.
Right.
I didn't tell her I was having these things that I published a book. She had no mm-hmm. idea about this. She just told me about it. And so I was like, okay, I need to go in and meet her. And so I came in my sweatsuit. And with my hair not done, and I was like, "You."
I don't remember all
up.
That. I don't remember all the details, but
I came in with my eyeliner running, and I was like,
no.
"You stood me up. We were supposed to have a date, and I feel slighted."
No.
And so then I put you into a soul contract
mm-hmm.
because you felt so guilty,
right?
And now
I,
that's
know,
where
I
we're
did.
At now.
Yeah, that's a premise. Yeah,
okay.
we were initially supposed to go on like a friend date, and then
yeah.
I wasn't feeling energetically ready that day, so mm-hmm. we ended up not meeting that day that we were meant to meet. However,
you shouldn't
know.
Have like. Also, she set this date on a day after her work day. I'm like, girl, why
yeah.
did you do that to yourself?
Well, because you know.
But it was like it could
yeah.
be fun and,
yeah.
like, and all that. But I was like,
sometimes
yeah.
I have the energy.
I really did not care that you canceled, by the way.
Yeah.
At all. I
no, it was fine.
I was like, yeah. No,
it was meant to happen the way it did.
Fully. It did. It had to. It had to.
Yeah. So you wandered in,
yeah.
and then you know
in.
You were talking about how you did your book and all this stuff. So.
Let's talk about your
let's
book.
Talk yeah let's talk about the book and then you and what you do
that
because that was
I brought it up but okay I'll talk
but no
about
but that's
it.
Like it slides into the next part because
yeah, no,
basically
I saw the wink when you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah
book it read,
yeah
give me the
right
book time
right well you came
yeah.
in and you were like yeah I do you know numerology so then we're like oh yeah that's cool what's that and so explain to us what numerology is and just like
yeah.
give a little synopsis of that and then your book as well.
Okay, so I'll explain what numerology is for me.
Okay.
And like all of that.
That's fine.
I will,
just the synopsis of what
I'm
how
not,
you use
there's
it.
There's not like a textbook
yeah.
a definition anyway. But so numerology, in my own little conspiracy, is the original language of Babylon. And if you don't know the story of the Tower of Babylon, humans were communicating so well that they decided let's build a tower to God, and they got real close to God, and God got mad, so right. they tore down the tower and gave everybody different languages and different lands and different all things. And so that's what I feel like it is. It's mm-hmm. a highly contextual language from numbers 1 through 9, each number having its own essence. And so we kind of like get these little numbers all around us, and we can decode them and kind of figure out what type of energy we have around us. And I have been attached to numbers since I was very young. So it just kind of spoke to me. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it spoke to me in a way that it didn't speak to other people. And right. so I decided to help translate it because I had the tongue.
You're very passionate about numbers.
Yes. I am. You're so good, guys. Because I need it to be... Numbers are practical for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And although I kind of have like a dreaming sign, I'm a Pisces, by the way. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm that, I think need to be pretty pragmatic. And numbers naturally are a universal language even now. Even in our crazy material world and all of that, the numbers are the same. Mm-hmm. The one thing that all of the world can agree on are these numbers.
Yeah.
And we all agree that this is the date. And so this is all a spell that I feel like has been kind of put on the energy of numbers.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's numerology, the language of numbers. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And so what is your book about? And is that mainly about numerology, or is that more so like a tool of numerology? Like, yeah. You want to explain that a little bit more?
So it's not, it's definitely, if you're wanting to learn about what numerology is, I'm not going to say don't use this book because it's a planner more than anything. I learn through doing. And so I got all the numbers. There's this thing called a personal day. Everybody has a personal day. Everybody's in their personal energy. And of course, in this snowflake world, it's so fun to be like, yeah, we're so different, but we are. Mm-hmm. And we all have billions of infinite different paths. And so, I don't even know where I was going with that. Mm. I was just about the water being poured, and no, I was like, fine. Water.
Just giving more water to Betty down here. She's having her snack time.
I don't remember what I was saying anyway.
But we were basically just saying, like,
it's a planner. Yes. It's about my book. Yes. Yeah, it's a planner. Mm-hmm. And so, it's a 9-day week planner. Mm-hmm. So, essentially, I started doing it for myself. Because I needed a planner, nothing ever works because I have ADHD. And so then it didn't exist. I just wanted to buy one because that's what I usually do because mm-hmm. ADHD just lets you buy stuff and mm-hmm. start it. I couldn't buy it, so I just made a little Excel spreadsheet and used that and printed it out. And it changed my life. And so my mom was like, you should really share that. You should publish it. And I was like, no. You're crazy. I'm not going to publish it. I don't want to help people with numerology. I just want to live my life good.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
But you did something that was helpful.
Yeah, I decided to do it anyway because I was like, you know what? Even if nobody ever uses it, it's a tool for me to have. I have a printout. I have the planner that I can buy because I've created it. Easy peasy. I won't ever have to create it again. And so that's how it came to be. So it's a 1-9 daily planner, and I have a weekly planner. That is based in numerology because there are 9 days in each person's cycle. The 7-day cycle is a material world thing, and we are not beings of this material world.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's complicated.
Right.
Is what I meant to say.
It's a little complicated, but it's also very intriguing because it's then helpful.
I've like since you like came and met us and like introduced us to numerology, I've downloaded a numerology app and now I track my own. Like daily numbers, and it totally kind of helps you, like it really helps you, like just know where you're at in each day and the stuff that you need to focus on, the stuff that you need to like not focus on, is a big part. Like, it's cool. It's very cool.
That's to give yourself our own grace,
personal like number language. It's it's pretty neat.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially like I was happy to see that you downloaded the app because I was like, it's not my app, by the way. It's a free app that I don't want to just sell things. I just want people to understand numerology and whatever tools they need. Like if you need tarot, if you need astrology or whatever.
And it's just called numerology.
Yeah, it's like a purple-ish, and it's like a triangle in there with a bunch of triangles in it.
It's super cool.
Yeah, it's just get to know your numbers and all of that. And by living through it, like, kind of like, okay, let me plan on this day. That's why I was able to, like, really, like, understand all the nuances to each number.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's contextual. So mm-hmm. it's tonal. It's what color did you see the number in? Like yeah. all of these things that can kind of help guide you to like, boy, oh. hello. Oh, that's oh. Betty. But yeah, like what's my purpose? People just want to know what their purpose is.
Yeah.
To have like a center of gravity. Yeah. So we're not losing our minds constantly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Well, so that's really interesting.
I feel like that's really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had to take a second.
We did take a moment to put the dog away so we can like
you're just on it and trying to figure out where we're at.
No, no, listen, no, listen. We're hopping back in. We're in the flow already. This flow never even stopped.
Never. This flow never stopped. Obviously, we flew in.
So now that you've been hanging out here at the store for like the last like basically 3 months almost.
Has it been that long?
It feels like it's been almost 3 months now.
And you
no, I love like having you here. It's been amazing. Not only is your numerology like
it's been 3 months though.
It's been getting close to 3 months, like close, very close. But I'm saying in general, it's been nice because not only has your numerology been super helpful, like in our daily lives, but also like you've been helpful in the ways of like just things that we were missing from like business life, like the organization and the ways that like you've helped me with like just feeling more like grounded and secure in my business life has been so immaculately like just appreciated. I don't think that we even imagined that like you coming. And first of all, like I said, when we first came in, I was so skeptical because you were like, I just want to help out for like no money. Like, I don't want anything. I just want to be helpful. And I'm like, what? No, no, nobody, nobody wants to just help for free. That's weird. You're like, no, listen, like, it'll be helping me because I'm helping you. And like, I am going to be, you know, doing classes and sharing my book. And I said, okay, no, I get it. But here's the thing. You can't just be here every day and not get no money. That's weird.
I like your voice for me. No, listen. You don't understand.
No, listen. I was like, you have to be getting something. So, so we've been working out like you just kind of being here, you know, doing some minimal hours, but also being super helpful. And then, you know, paying something to feel you like I have really at least paid for some of your time.
I allowed her to pay me
a little bit
on my volunteer basis. I came here to volunteer, and she
You're here every single day, okay? Like an employee, that's just too much.
Slavery.
It feels like too much to me.
No money.
No,
take the money.
Please take it. Please take it.
No, listen. No. You don't understand.
It's important, though. Because a lot of people that do come here to help, they want to get paid.
Yeah,
and they want to be, like, compensated in some way. So for someone to just be like, no, I don't want anything, but I want to be here, like, 3 days a week and 6 hours a day, that's, like, weird.
The thing is how you have it so twisted is, like, you're like, oh, she doesn't do anything. She gets nothing. Like,
I'm not saying you're not getting anything, but I'm saying in general... the monetary part of like your time versus the amount of money you're getting paid.
You can't get not paid that twice. Even.
Yeah.
You know, so if I'm trying to get paid in fulfillment, I can't get paid in money.
I mean, if that's how you feel, that's okay.
That's fine. Because eventually people are
going to always argue about this.
Because, you know, my readings.
We be like that.
My readings get my people paid.
Yeah.
And I have a whole bunch of readings, but they're all through. I found these people through TikTok and all these things. So it's like, it'll be nice to be able to have a community here that I can have people that I can talk to in person. Because I don't like being on my computer all the time.
And yeah, and I feel that.
And also, like, that makes it to where and we're building a lot of stuff too. Pants on. And that's not allowed. I should not put pants on.
Right. I mean, we're building stuff too. I mean, we're doing the panel. Soon we'll be doing, like, retreats and stuff. You'll probably be a part of that as well, where you'll be able to offer, like, those services to people. So all of that kind of comes full circle. But that's how everything has developed as thus far.
Can
you
I
know,
just say
you
how terrible that was sitting there talking about how much you appreciate me.
No,
like
why?
I was just, like,
why?
Was
why was it so terrible
to receive compliments?
Oh,
like, well, you've done amazing.
You did a good job. Thank you. No, don't don't flip the table. We're just trying to
the level of organization that you brought, and like
it's just my numbers.
You've tied
guys.
Up a lot of like slack.
It's easy for me. Yeah. It's very easy for me to do. That's my nature. So.
And also, you're a pleasant face to have here. Like you're really cool with people. So.
Yeah, but also like I really needed some help, and especially with like you going back to work, because now like we've told we haven't told the people, but you're back to work now.
Yeah.
And so how is that going for you, and how do you feel?
I'm back at work.
Yeah, you know? I know it's, I mean, it ain't the greatest. I'm just saying, in general, you have a job.
Yeah.
You are employed, and you're back to work.
I am.
And so that means that you're more mobile now, and you're a little bit, you're not necessarily, like, more stable, per se, but you're at least.
I'm better than I was.
Yeah, you're walking, and you're fully, you know, healed up.
Yeah. It's not falling apart this time, so that's good.
Right. Which is like a whole new development for us. Yeah, it's a whole new development for us because for the last year, it's been mainly just, you know, slow and steady.
It's been a year
healing,
and a half.
Yeah, year and a half, but slow and steady healing process, trying to just kind of get things going as they go.
Yeah, I was looking on Instagram yesterday and I was in a wheelchair this time last year.
Yeah.
So that's,
oh my gosh.
That's a good step up.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's a very good step up.
Like,
yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
And so like, with like our business and like professional and spiritual lives, like social lives, all that stuff wrapped into one, like kind of in a little jumbo mumbo. We've been doing a whole bunch, you know? We've been spending time, like the business has gone on what we're now like a little over a year into business now.
It's almost a year and a half as well, yeah.
Well, no, because the last time it was April. So it's only been like a year and a few months.
Since you started the store.
It's been
right
a year and a few months.
It was pretty close to after my injury.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not been that long. It's only been like a year and a few months though. But it's been long enough, you know.
Yeah.
And there's been so much like growth and development with the community around like the store itself.
Yeah.
And just all the things that we've been trying to do. So it's been crazy. But it's been really nice having you here, Miriam, because like without you, I don't think we would have gotten to this level of just like more organization, comfortability, like with running everything. And like, it's very nice having you here. So,
well, thank you for letting me weasel my way in.
I mean, hey, you know, what can I say? You know, you can't stop a bull rat.
I really do enjoy being here. It is very fun. Like it is not work for me. It is fun for me. It is very fulfilling. And, I just know that this is part of the journey that I'm supposed to be on.
Yeah.
I was supposed to meet you. You look so familiar to me. Everybody always says you look familiar, but like, it's because you're supposed to be changing lives. And so people have seen your face just in their soul.
I see.
And so I felt like I had seen you before. And, but yeah, I know that I'm supposed to be here right now.
No, and I'm happy you are.
I appreciate you letting me be a part of your projects and all that so we can grow and do whatever we can and like just help people, because I feel like we have a lot of like the same dream to help people in like truly a cost effective way, in ways that like they can help themselves and they don't have to depend on us, like all of those things. And I feel like sometimes, not talking about like other metaphysical shops or anything, but just sometimes in general in our society, we're just like kind of more focused on ourselves and what we can gain, and not how we can help our people.
Yeah. Right.
Help give other people the tools to help themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's how important. We help ourselves. I mean, truly, it's a selfish thing, because if you're good, then I don't got to pick up on your negative energy, because you're balanced. Like, that's why I do it, is because I just don't like people being like not in their vibes.
Right.
When they're around me. So I was like, okay, let's figure that out so you can figure out when to not come outside. Because this is a day that you should have stayed inside and not had an argument today. But you did it today. The worst way to do it.
I've totally been like on like, I can't think of any of the numbers specifically, but like whenever the app tells me to like shut the hell up, like don't like, you know,
you'll notice you want to talk extra that
I
day.
Do, but like I just keep my mouth shut and everything works out fine. Mm-hmm. Around days that it's telling me this is your day to share, or like that kind of stuff, I will do it those days. And
so
it works.
Kind of sliding into the next question, how that kind of is connected, but like, so how do you use the numerology as like a life coaching skill?
So a lot of times, like, when people are coming to me, it's because they're coming to me because they have issues. There's something going on. So I usually look at their personal year that they're in and their personal month. So a year is very important because that's going to be a large span of time, and that's going to be a real major energy that each person has. Looking at the year that the world is in and comparing it to their personal year and their personal energies, like, if somebody is in a 5 year for themselves, they should be doing things of vacationing, of relief, of changing things, of finding personal freedoms, of all of those things. But if they are in a 2 year, like I am, then you really shouldn't start anything. You should be focusing on all the things that you started the year prior, all the seeds that you've planted. This is a year of watering, of patience, and of destiny. You know, you won't be starting necessarily new relationships unless they're supposed to happen. Other than that, you just have to accept. So when people understand what type of season that they're in, they're good. They're like, okay, I'm not going to plant seeds. It's snowing right now. I'm not going to waste this time. I'm going to do other things that I can do.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And, I mean, I know that we've already, like, seen a lot of that being used, like, here in our daily lives, because you're like, yeah, like, it's your 3 day. Don't do that.
You're always reminded.
Yeah.
I think I'm on a 9 day right now, okay. I believe. Yeah.
I don't remember what you said my day was.
You are on a 9 day because the world's on a 9 day.
Yes.
You are, I think, always, I can't remember. I think you're always like 2 days behind me. So you're on a 2 day.
A 2 day?
I'm pretty sure.
So what does that mean? Making no plans?
Yeah. Patience.
Patience.
Partnerships. Yeah, don't make plans. Oh, cool. The thing is, like, you can make plans on other days, but don't ever, anyways, I just recommend never making plans on a 2 day. And you can figure out if you get taught the same lesson that I was taught, because I was taught every single time I made plans on a 2 day, every single one of those plans fell through. Every single one of them.
No, wait, what if the plans are already pre-existing, but I just haven't finalized the details of the plan?
Finalize the details of the plan on 1 day.
But what if I don't have time to do that?
Then you can be patient and wait till your 3 day.
But what I'm saying,
it's only 1 day that you can't plan change.
I'm saying, what if the day that is the plans is the day next, the next day? No, no. But I'm saying, I'm asking in hypothetics.
Oh no, that's fine.
If the plan was pre-planned, and let's say the plan was already planned.
Sometimes and you need to finalize the plan. Your mind and it hasn't been finalized, and you already know, and you're just pretending to not know on the outside.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
No, I'm not talking about a specific situation. I'm talking about in general, like, people will be like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing or if I'm going to do it or not. And they already know what's a no or they already know what's a yes. Because people know pretty much right off the bat. Am I doing this?
Like, from a gut? I feel you. Yeah. Okay. So that's more so your meaning, don't make the decision on a 2 day.
I'm saying do not plan anything on a 2 day. You can have things.
Make the plans on a 2 day, or do not make plans.
You can plan things to happen
for the future on a 2 day.
You can do things on a 2 day.
On a 2 day, but you can't make plans on a 2 day.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Like finalizing the plans for finalizing the plans for a 2 day.
And then find out if you get the same lesson, because I don't know. Because I've always told people not to, and they listen.
I'm just asking.
And so nobody else has, like, experimented with it, but I've experimented on accident sometimes.
This is what we sound like when we're talking about numbers now.
No, but I'm telling you, whenever we're doing my class, I'm going to look like Charlie, just drawing crazy on the board. Like, I'm going to look like crazy.
Like, here's the numbers. Here's the numbers. Look at them. Do you see?
Jim Carrey did the movie
23. One and two.
But Jim Carrey did that movie, 23, and then he had a full-on spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I watched that movie, and I was like, yeah, duh.
Like, it could happen.
Like, come on, Jim.
Like that, yeah.
Well, yeah. I used to deal with numbers all the time.
Yeah. So. No, that makes sense. I mean, well,
the numbers. Do you want to talk about anything else? Like what else is the path of Miriam?
You know, it's
well,
there's so many things.
Yeah, that's an open-ended question.
I'm very hard. Plus, to answer.
I figured since this was like an introductory, we could just go over. Like,
okay,
whatever,
I can kind of just be like, I'll give like a general synopsis.
Yeah,
sure. I am a Gnostic.
Yeah.
Numerologist.
Yeah.
But more than anything, I am grateful observance. And I try to live my life in this body, in this lifetime, as best as I can. But I am a worm living a spiritual experience. And I use my sexual organs a lot. That mm-hmm. sounds like I'm just putting them around everywhere.
No, you're good.
That
we've with... talked about sex on this podcast. Okay, there's nothing cool. that we can't talk about.
It to them.
Yeah,
no, that's it.
I mean,
use them a lot.
No. Right. No, just more like yeah. you're saying you yeah. use them in like your ways of like fulfillment and empowerment.
Yeah, fully. My yoni rules my life yeah. because of the power that it holds and the mercury within it and all the sexual fluids that are strong and qi and zhang and all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I practice like Tao and Gnosis and stuff like that. And a little bit of everything. I mm-hmm. do readings and all these things. I now offer them to people, and that was recent, in the past year or so, because I was just doing them for myself because mm-hmm. I was going crazy. But now I get to be crazy in a fun way where I'm like chosen to be delusional crazy, you know?
The numbers do something.
They yeah. something like that. It was mainly the meditation more than anything. Mm-hmm. Learning how to like authentically meditate, going back to like how the Taoists and Buddhists and Gnosis, Gnostic people do meditate, and like really figuring out the definition and the steps and each step within the steps mm-hmm. instead of just sit there and quiet your mind. Learning how to quiet my mind by my actions each day so that I don't have shit to talk about later
mm-hmm.
In my head was very important. And then clearing all that up, learning how to meditate, opened everything up to these other things because there was just less noise, there was less distraction, and this is what was calling to me.
Mm.
It was always there though, so it was like it's just like background noise. And then finally I was like, oh wait, that fan's been going forever and now I should probably pay attention to it.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, totally. It's
okay. Nice. I'm a person, I'm real, and I'm a human being.
We know.
Hopefully. I'm trying to get to make sure that I am human.
Right. Because I pitch yourself a couple times. Am I real?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, no, I'm... Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
I'm you're welcome.
Yes. Well, I mean, so another reason why we really wanted to, and just kind of circling around, but one of the reasons why we wanted to add Miriam to the podcast is because, you know, like we said... I think we want to give more depth to the podcast. Yeah. It's been more so about like the rotation now, like, you know, you're going back to work.
Mm-hmm.
We want to find more time to have conversations and, you know, really round out more of an experience with this and bring in more topics, bring in yeah. more things to
we were scraping really talk about. Our barrel, I feel like. There for a little bit. Like,
well, I don't think it's that,
nice
but it's
a fresh brain.
Well, like. yeah. It's more so like when we came out the gate swinging and then we threw out like 40 plus episodes.
Yeah.
Within like yeah. the first like 2 months. And so because of that, yeah. Was. So because of that, we really kind of, I think we did it the right way by bulking up a little yeah. bit with our episodes because it gave us more time to decide where the directions would go with our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so for now, it'll bring in new perspective because we have, you know, Miriam here who can bring in some new things to talk about.
Yeah.
I can, you know, me and her can have episodes, you and her can have episodes, or you and me or whatever. Like it can yeah. be a little bit more diverse where we are hearing another voice step in
for sure.
and kind of give their experience. And so speaking of that, so our podcast, Miriam, is a lot, right, about spirituality and where we fall in the line of, like, our beliefs and what we practice. So do you want to kind of give everybody just a quick little synopsis of what you practice, what you believe? Obviously, we introduced you as one of the hedges. So the podcast will still be called Heathen in the Hedge. It's more so like, you know, caption on, but yeah, there is like the silent S, okay? It's more so like Heathen in the Hedge, but like hedge journey, heathen journey path. So still singular, but still plural in the ways of you and then others.
Okay, well, let me tell you, this is going to sound crazy, so I'm just going to preface all of this.
Yeah.
But in a beautiful way. I find it's good that it's hedge because I feel like you and I are one anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of the things that I practice, biggest thing that I believe is that everybody's one soul. I'm going to say the thing that I told you I'm going to say.
Okay.
That I am Hitler and I am Anne Frank.
Okay.
And I am my mother and I am my daughter. Mm-hmm. I am you. I am everyone. And you, everyone is me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Beatles song?
The Beatles song.
That's how it goes, too.
yeah.
But that's really how I feel. And we're kind of like my cousin kind of put it in a really nice way. She gave me the sunshine. And when the sun hits it, it just gives this dazzling light show in all of this room. And it's like each one of us is like the individual facet on the shapes mm-hmm. that allow a different beam of light to come out of us.
Mm-hmm.
So my main practice is the golden rule of treating people the way I want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
But also I do like little spells all the time. Like when I cook, if I'm cooking for you, I'm putting magic into it. Anytime I'm cleaning something, it is magic. Everything is magic. Everything is my energy. Everything is signature. Majority of the practices that I do have to do with water and air because of my astrology. And those are the elements that are within me.
Ninjify.
It was body chopping. But other than that, before I've been called a green witch, a kitchen witch, all these different types of things, but I come from a long line of scarily magic women who were dark magic users, if you so will. And so there was kind of a disconnect through a generation. My great-grandmother was quite magic, and because of her magic use, she did not teach any of the women, but it still found them. And my mother eventually, you know, got into it again, which led me into it. But because of that, she never raised me any type of religion. She never raised me to believe anything. She taught me to practice by learning every religion and figuring out what calls to me. So eventually, I went to me being of mixed descent to do DNA tests to just figure out what blood I have, to figure out what magic I'm allowed to use. And now I do magic based off of my DNA and the countries in which these things are there. Oftentimes, they're naturally calling to me anyway, because it was really curious and confusing whenever I was being drawn to things that weren't necessarily matching the cultures that I was told that I had. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I guess that's it. A little bit of everything. It's very gray. I will try almost anything. If it calls to me, then I'll do it. Mostly intuition.
Right.
And I do cards.
Right.
Numbers. Animals.
But basically, you perform magic.
I am magic.
Definitely.
No, just like doing everyone magic. Is magic. Mm-hmm. Everyone is magic.
All right. Basically kind of gives us a good synopsis. So
hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, after I talk for so long and I'm like, I don't even remember what I say.
No, that was the original question, which is like basically like, you know, what you practice. And so I'm pretty sure you answered that pretty on point.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, we pretty much want to kind of keep the episode more so on the shorter side. I don't think that there's a lot we really wanted to talk about other than just giving a quick update about what's been going on, life stuff, and the newest update of just trying to really put in some effort to this podcast and doing more episodes and getting more content put out there. So is there anything that anyone wanted to say before we kind of wrap it up and close it out?
No, I just, we're happy to have you here, Miriam.
Yeah.
Good to have you.
And we hope that you're happy to be here. We hope that you're excited and we're looking forward to planning like new content and having like more great episodes with you.
Specific things.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm happy to be here. We already have really good conversations, so I'm hoping that it'll continue to.
Yeah.
It will. I think it'll be nice. I've heard a few of y'all's episodes, so hopefully I won't make it too unhinged.
No, I don't think
sometimes,
so. No, you're fine.
Because, like, we're going to be cackling a lot.
We do cackle a lot. It'll be fine. I think it's a good dynamic.
I'm excited to do it. I'm glad that we are doing it.
Yeah. And
just in general, like, I like manifesting with you, you guys.
And right, because we were talking about making our own coven as well.
Yeah.
The three of us. Yeah. And we'll talk about that on the next episode. We're not going to get into that now. Yeah, we'll talk about that on the next episode. Yeah. So just so you guys know, the next one will be about this coven that we are forming and a little bit about what it is on the background of that. So...
the beginning of our cult.
Yeah, no, don't do that. We're not culting.
We're taking that word back.
I'm not cult. Cool again. Y'all are cult.
We'll call it a cult.
Sure. Anyways, I'll take that. I'm not gonna call it a cult though. So, well, if you guys want to leave us feedback, follow us.
We promise do all not that, to put you in a cult.
Do all that cool we're stuff. Joking. You're more than
what's
welcome.
What's your book called? We can end somewhere with that. What's your book called? Where can they find it?
Well, we'll put a link to it.
It's on Lulu.com. It's self-published. It's called Day by Day. If you go on to Lulu.com and search Numerology Planner, you will find it.
Okay. But we'll put a link to it as well in this episode so that you all are more than welcome to go and find it if you'd like and get your own copy.
No pressure.
No pressure. It's just if you want it. And there's nothing wrong with that. All right.
Okay.
So, and then on top of that, you know, you can find us at Heathen and the Hedge Podcast on Instagram, TikTok. We haven't made a TikTok in a while, but I promise you guys we're going to try to hop back on there and get back into it. It has been a really weird little transition for us, kind of working through summertime, everyone going from school to work to all the things. So we know that we do a lot of periodic breaks with this podcast, and we know that you guys are pretty used to that at this point. So we hope that this is kind of going to be more steadily and more frequently going as we go forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been Heathen and the Hedge Podcast. My name is Merlin.
I'm Shay.
And I'm Miriam.
And we will catch you all on the next one.
Love you guys.
Blessed be y'all. Peace.
Best, I'm lost.
I'm lost. This has been
my brain just went weird for a second.
Okay, I'll just close it out. All right, so this has been Heathen and the Hedge Podcast. I'm Shay.
I'm Shay, or Merlin.
Oh my God, delete.